Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Wednesday, June 30th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, on Sunday, June 27th, Polk County Sheriff's Office deputies arrested 23-year-old Sam Bolin of Boynton Beach for drug trafficking and other felonies following a traffic stop. At around 8:20 p.m. that evening, a deputy sheriff observed a silver BMW traveling northbound on U.S. Highway 98 in unincorporated Lakeland. The registered owner of the BMW had a suspended license, so a traffic stop was initiated. The deputy made contact with the driver of the BMW, Sam Bolin. When Bolin handed the deputy his driver's license, he told the deputy, "I believe my license is suspended right now." According to the affidavit, the deputy smelled a strong odor of marijuana from inside the vehicle, and during a search, found several plastic bags in the backseat floorboard containing large amounts of loose marijuana, THC gummies, and three wrapped packages. Deputies also located loose ammunition on the front driver's side floorboard and three firearms, one not holstered and under the driver's seat where Bolin had immediate access to it, one in the glove box, as well as three loaded magazines and another firearm in a locked box in the trunk of the vehicle. Bolin was charged with eight felonies and six misdemeanors, including armed trafficking, possession, concealed carry without a permit, and knowingly driving on a suspended license. Your local events, there's still plenty of time to visit the Wauchula Train Depot today at 135 East Main Street for the Return to Work Hardy County Hiring Event, sponsored by Career Source Heartland and the Hardy County Chamber of Commerce. The event will conclude at 1 p.m. Your jobs here in the area, the Sunshine Method is looking for an ESE tutor. A bachelor's degree and 2 years of mentoring and tutoring experience are preferred. Apollo Advanced Home Health is looking for a home health aide. U.S. work authorization is required, and a driver's license and CNA are preferred. An Advanced Rehabilitation Management Group is looking for a rehab aide. A high school diploma or GED is required. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMidday@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 84 degrees out, feels like 94, intermittent clouds with a 7% chance of rain. The air quality is excellent. Maximum UV index is 7 high. Winds east at 8 miles an hour with gust up to 10. Humidity is extremely humid, 69%. Dew point 73, the cloud cover 70%. Visibility is 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 13,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:07 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then widespread showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 80s, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with an 80% chance of rain. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then partly cloudy after midnight. Lows in the lower 70s, east winds around 5 miles an hour with a 40% chance of rain. Thursday, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then widespread showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 80s, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour with an 80% chance of rain. And Thursday night, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening. Lows in the lower 70s, south winds around 5 miles an hour with a 20% chance of rain. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Florida Citrus Commission approved a preliminary 2021-22 operating budget for the Florida Department of Citrus of $29.12 million. MorningAgClips.com reports the department's total preliminary budget reflects a 50% budget increase over the previous season, largely due to an increase in general revenue funding from the state of Florida for marketing. The majority of the budget will fund domestic marketing programs aimed at driving sales of Florida orange juice. Deputies in Tulare County, California, arrested a man for stealing and reselling more than 24 tons of pistachios. According to AgWeb.com, the Touchstone Pistachio Company ran an audit recently and discovered something wasn't right. So county ag detectives jumped into action and quickly found a tractor trailer full of the missing nuts. Authorities arrested 34-year-old Alberto Montemayor, who'd been working for Montemayor Trucking, a Touchstone contractor. The $4 billion debt relief program enacted by Congress to address past racial discrimination of socially disadvantaged farmers and ranchers suffered another legal defeat last week when a federal judge in Florida halted payments nationwide. According to AgriMarketing.com, U.S. District Judge Marcia Morales Howard says the program is untethered to an attempt to remedy any specific instance of past discrimination. Instead, she adds, the program appears to create an inflexible, race-based discriminatory program not tailored to make the individuals who experience discrimination whole.
Every year in a hot weather cycle, certain crops get a bad rap for using too much water, when in reality, that's a complete fallacy. Only a small amount of water put on a crop is used for plant growth. Certain crops are always targeted as too thirsty. All plants take up water through their roots and move it through the vascular system and then transpire about 95% of that water in the form of water vapor out of the stomata cells in the leaves. Yes, plants give the vast majority of the water back to the atmosphere. In reality, plants don't use water, they actually borrow it. It's needed to draw nutrients from the soil, only to exhale water vapor through the stomata cells in the leaves, while taking in carbon dioxide, where the plant uses the carbon in photosynthesis to create energy for the plant to grow. Again, exiting out of the stomata is pure water vapor and, of course, critical oxygen for us to live. It's part of the water cycle that is critical to all our lives. This message is brought to you by the Ag Information Network.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wauchula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report.
The COVID-19 pandemic created a seed shortage among small and organic farmers. It was another example of supply chain weaknesses. The Florida Food Forum recently hosted an online discussion about the contemporary processes and practices of seed saving and how they might prevent future seed supply disruptions. Melissa Dessa of the Working Food nonprofit in Gainesville, Florida, hopes to encourage more communities to support diverse seed saving programs.
We all think that local food is pretty important, and I know a lot of us got to see that, especially come to light during the pandemic when the global food system started faltering and coming apart at the seams, and we turned to our local farmers to produce food for us. The same thing was happening with seeds. If you tried to order seeds, you saw that a lot of seed companies were slammed and closed for a while. They just couldn't keep up with the demand. You know, if we had a local reproducible seed supply where most of our farmers and gardeners were saving seeds and there was seed libraries at every branch and people were sharing and swapping seeds all the time, this, you know, sort of panic seed buying wouldn't have happened. We would have our own local and reproducible seed supply that's resilient.
Also on the forum was Newport Richey Public Library Director Andy Feigart, who explained how the library system has started a seed exchange with donations from growers.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Tune in to Tennessee August 10th through 12th, 2021 for the largest trade show for the cattle industry. The NCBA Trade Show has all the products and services you need to increase the profitability of your operation. The show will have over 350 exhibiting companies with over 7 acres of displays. Admission to the show includes education sessions, live cattle handling demonstrations, and a whole lot of fun. This is the show for anyone in the cattle business. Visit convention.ncba.org for all the details.
With the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network, I'm Maura Bennett. For more ag news and comments, visit aginfo.net.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks overall finished slightly higher, while gains for a handful of big tech companies like Apple and Microsoft nudged the S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite higher. That despite the fact that most stocks in the S&P 500 fell, the index closed up less than 0.1%. The NASDAQ rose 0.2%. A measure of small company stocks fell 0.6%. Investors are waiting for the heavyweight economic data coming at the end of the week, the government's monthly jobs report. Several major banks rose after getting clearance to raise their dividends. The Dow gained 9 points to close at 34,292. The NASDAQ was up 27 to 14,528. The S&P 500 added 1 point to 4,291. New York oil rose 7 cents, closing at $72.98 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SR Sports, I'm Patrick Frost. The LA Clippers have stayed alive in the NBA Western Conference Final with a 116-102 win at Phoenix. Paul George led the Clippers with 41 points, seeing his team jump out to an 18-5 lead.
They was going to finish this series off. They was going to have to work for it. And that was just the mentality we came into this. We wasn't going to back down. We wasn't just going to throw in the towel.
Suns guard Chris Paul had 22 points.
They came out and they were the aggressors. They sort of looked like us in game four. They hit us. We got to be better.
Game six with the Suns up 3-2 in L.A. Wednesday night. Tonight it's Milwaukee to Atlanta. The Bucks lead the Eastern Conference Final 2-1. The Hawks are listing star guard Trae Young as questionable for game four, after an MRI revealed that Young suffered a bone bruise when he twisted his right ankle in a Game 3 loss. Chauncey Billups is the new head coach of the Portland Trailblazers. The 44-year-old Billups was a 5-time All-Star during his 17-year playing career, but he's never been a head coach. He's currently serving as an assistant for the L.A. Clippers. This is SR in Sports. Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final goes to Tampa Bay, 5-1 over Montreal. Canadiens defenseman Jeff Petrie says the Lightning took advantage of his team's mistakes late in the game.
They got third, fourth goal. We started trying to force things. They're a team that feeds off the transition and turnover. So, you know, when you're forcing things, that's what's going to happen.
Game 2 Wednesday night in Tampa in the American League. A 19-hit attack gave Cleveland a 13-5 win over Detroit. Los Angeles beat New York 5-3. It was Boston 6, Kansas City 5. Baltimore 9, Houston 7, Minnesota Chicago postponed. In the National League, Nick Castellanos launched a grand slam in the seventh inning and drove in a career-high 7 runs as Cincinnati pounded Philadelphia 12-4. It was Colorado 2-0 over Pittsburgh, Washington 8, New York 4, Milwaukee 14, Chicago 4, St. Louis 7-1 over Arizona, and L.A. 3, San Francisco 2. Game 1 of the College World Series goes to Vanderbilt 8-2 over Mississippi State. With Esser in Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks in friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula. And if you're on the go, so are they at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for today: I accidentally gave my friend a glue stick instead of chapstick, and he hasn't talked to me since. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, and stay dry, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.